This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, how an attribution study showed that AI pull request signatures sit almost entirely in PR descriptions rather than code diffs.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices. So when Adrin Jalali is reviewing pull requests for scikit-learn, his real test doesn't actually have much to do with the code diff at all.
Not really, no. Writing with Kayleen Osborne on the Probable blog, Jalali describes what maintainers are actually leaning on in practice. It comes down to watching how a contributor acts when questioned.
Specifically first-time contributors who cannot explain their own submission when asked about it, or who vanish completely the moment maintainers request changes.
Right. That maintainer instinct has been doing the actual detecting, and it turns out it was pointed at the exact right layer all along.
That brings us to Taher A. Ghalib's study, published on 2 August 2026, titled Agent Tag. What did that paper establish about where the AI signature actually lives?
It found that the first reliable way to tell whether an AI wrote a pull request doesn't look at the code diff. It looks at how the change was described in prose, which is the one part anyone can rewrite in a minute.
How big was the dataset Ghalib used to test this classifier?
He tested Agent Tag against the AI dev corpus. That consists of 33,580 pull requests submitted by five named coding agents, set against 6,618 written by humans.
And when they ran a classifier trained strictly on text alone across that dataset, what kind of performance did they see?
The numbers were strikingly high. For identifying which specific agent wrote a PR, the text-only classifier hit a weighted F1 of 0.96.
And what about just separating AI-authored work from human-authored work overall?
It achieved a balanced F1 of 0.89. And when they tested it against a previously unseen agent, it flagged it with an AUC of 0.84.
What if a contributor strips out explicit lines like generated by? Does the attribution signal disappear?
No, and the paper is very blunt about that. Ghalib writes that PR descriptions and commit messages provide nearly all of the attribution signal, whereas code diffs contribute little. And crucially, that fingerprint persists after removing explicit self-disclosed markers.
So even if you strip every single generated by line, the prose still gives the author away on style alone.
It does. And that creates a very narrow needle for contributor policies to thread, because the free text field carries both the declaration and the only practical check on it.
Look at how different open source projects are setting up their rules right now according to contributor policy trackers.
The Linux kernel asks for an assisted by commit trailer. Meanwhile, Django and Apache Airflow require disclosure right inside the PR description itself.
Which means a contributor typing into that text box decides in the exact same keystrokes what the project policy records and what any detector reads.
Exactly. If you maintain a project, the tell you have trusted is your own ear for how a PR is written. But if someone uses an agent and rewrites its description before submitting, nothing in the current toolkit can see them.
So open source spent the past year writing rules for a technical check that nobody can actually run.
That is what the survey data indicates. Andre Hora and Romain Robs surveyed 1,000 popular GitHub repositories and found 118 with an explicit AI policy.
And out of those 118 repos, 78% permit AI-assisted contributions, while 51% require disclosing them.
What that survey doesn't cover is how any of that actually gets checked. An OpenSSF working group issue says it plainly. There is no reliable technical indicator for AI-generated content, and detection runs on vibes and maintainer intuition.
And we have already seen what happens once submission volume outruns those maintainer vibes, right? Look at what happened with curl.
Daniel Stenberg watched curl's bug bounty confirmed vulnerability rate fall from north of 15% down to below 5%. He killed its reward payments in January 2026 rather than keep paying reviewers to sort slop from substance.
Now, to be fair to the paper, Agent Tag doesn't measure any of that directly, does it?
No. It measures whether a classifier can tell apart pull requests already tagged by known agent accounts inside a fixed research corpus. It doesn't test what happens when a human rewrites a description, or what happens to a human caught in false positives.
And saying the code says nothing also seems to overstate Ghalib's own earlier findings from earlier this year.
That is true. A predecessor study from January 2026 found real code-level signal for specific agents.
Right. It found Claude code partly by its conditional statements at 27.2% feature importance.
And Codex by multi-line commit habits at 67.5% feature importance. Diffs aren't blank. They are just a weaker signal than pros once five agents get pooled together.
There is another big complication in agent tags dataset. Every PR in the AI dev corpus comes from an agent operating openly under its own dedicated account.
Which means that pro's fingerprint may substantially reflect vendor default templates rather than AI-assisted writing generally.
And evasion isn't hypothetical either. Earlier research on GPT detectors found simple prompting both bypasses detection and blunts its habit of flagging non-native English writers as machines.
Which is a massive issue, because non-native English writers are a population open source depends on heavily.
Plus, agent tags framing is governance and research, not policing contributors. It was never meant as an enforcement tool.
Read across from that measurement to the policies Hoare and Rob surveyed, though, and the conclusion is hard to avoid. The only working detector keys on the one layer that costs nothing to edit. So most disclosure requirements have no technical backstop behind the honor system.
Which brings us back to Jalali and Osborne. Maintainer Instinct is still the best detector open source has.
What Agent Tag adds is a name for what that instinct was already doing, as projects rebuild their trust model wholesale, rather than grading AI code on quality. A magnifying glass held over the code was never going to find this.
It was always going to be a maintainer's ear, tuned to how someone writes about work they may or may not have done themselves.
And the only thing that has changed is that someone finally measured what the ear was hearing.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.